This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. We start in Florida, where a horrific act of domestic violence has claimed the life of a brilliant defense technology engineer. 35-year-old Kyle Sanchez has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder with a weapon following the brutal death of his girlfriend, 37-year-old Amanda Rourke. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office reports that deputies responded to a home on Tuscan Loon Drive in the Palm River area just after 3 p.m. on June 19th. Inside, they found Rourke dead with severe upper body trauma. Sanchez was also at the residence with minor injuries and was transported to Tampa General Hospital in stable condition. Investigators determined that Sanchez stabbed Rourke 15 times while the couple was inside the home together. During a recent pretrial detention hearing, prosecutors revealed a chilling piece of evidence, the recorded 911 call made by Sanchez himself, where he confesses to the operator. Let's listen.
Okay, what is the emergency there, sir?
Following that hearing, the judge denied Sanchez bond. A motive for the savage attack has not been released. Rourke worked at SoftWorks, an innovation platform for the United States Special Operations Command based in Tampa. In a heartbreaking statement, the organization remembered her as a cherished teammate and a light in the community whose warmth and dedication left a lasting impact. Speaking to Fox 13, Rourke's college friend, Talia Landman, shared her immense grief over how this vibrant life was stolen.
She was taken from us in such a horrific, tragic, and just, terrible, scary way.
Landman noted that Rourke was an incredibly talented engineer who dedicated her spare time to mentoring young women pursuing careers in STEM fields.
He didn't just kill or murder his girlfriend. He took away Amanda Rourke. He took her life as this woman who had so much going for her.
More crime and justice news after this. An agonizing ordeal for a Wisconsin woman has culminated in a 90-year prison sentence for her attacker. 35-year-old Hayden Daffenson has been sentenced to 60 years of initial confinement and 30 years of extended supervision following a sadistic assault on his ex-girlfriend. According to the criminal complaint, the victim ended her 8-month relationship with Daffenson in June 2025. On June 22nd, Daffenson ambushed her at her home armed with a hatchet. He proceeded to strike her more than 25 times across her back, hands, head, and arms in a brutal attempt to sexually assault her. After striking her 5 times, Daffenson forced her to perform oral sex and attempted further assault before declaring, "F it, I'm just going to kill you because I'm going to prison anyway." Despite her horrific injuries, including 2 broken arms and a skull fracture that required extensive surgeries, the victim managed to dial 911. Daffenson fled the scene, sparking a high-speed police pursuit the next day, where he drove nearly 110 miles per hour before being captured. In March, Daffenson pleaded guilty to first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree sexual assault, and mayhem. On June 29th, a judge handed down the massive sentence and ordered Daffenson to pay over $48,000 in restitution. Finally, a shocking case of severe child neglect has rocked a rural Ohio community where 4 family members faced justice after 16 children were rescued from absolute squalor. Authorities in Hamden, located 60 miles southeast of Columbus, executed a search warrant on Wednesday following an anonymous Crime Stoppers tip. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson detailed the unimaginable scene during a press conference.
Deplorable. Conditions you cannot even imagine people being in, let alone children living in.
The children, ranging in age from 18 months to 18 years old, were immediately removed. Several were in critical condition, and 2 were flown directly to Level 1 trauma centers due to their severe injuries. Attorney General Wilson described the scene as pure evil, emphasizing the medical urgency.
Their medical condition was so severe that the number one concern of the folks who are law enforcement officials who were there at the scene was getting them medical treatment, getting them to safety, to the point where literally their lives were in danger at the time.
Vinton County Sheriff Ryan Kane reported a severe presence of feces and bacteria throughout the home, stating that livestock is kept in better condition than these children. The suspects, Gary Siders Sr., Gary Siders Jr., Christina Siders, and Elizabeth Siders, have each been charged with 16 counts of second-degree child endangering. A judge entered not guilty pleas on their behalf and set bond at $300,000 each. Vinton County Prosecutor William Archer clarified that this is an intrafamily situation rather than human trafficking, and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine stated that he is monitoring the case closely, offering his prayers. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.